Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Don't wait, do it now. Call us at 888-723-4630. Our minds are sharp, our tongues are blunted, and we're ready to go.
Yeah. So, here are the losers tonight. The losers are the first debate. And when I say the losers, I mean that they lost the Fox poll. They were down at the bottom. So Fox didn't let them in the regular debate, so they're having two debates.
So how do they do on eBay?
Okay. So we've got Rick Perry, Bobby Jindal, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiona, George Pataki, and Lindsey Graham. So the winner was Rick Santorum with 193 listings on eBay.
What really? What does he sell on eBay? Oh, they're like stickers or bumper stickers.
Yeah, stickers and T-shirts and things like that. I had her put in Rick Santorum 2016. I had her put in their first name, last name in 2016 after it. Okay? Yeah. So we got Rick Santorum at 193. And then number two is Carly Fiona.
Fiorina, right?
Fiorini. Fiorina. Sorry.
Yeah,
F-I-O-R-I-N-A.
Yeah.
She had 155. And by the way, the top result is a domain name, CarlyFiorinaSucks.us, for $50, her best offer. So these things aren't always naturally positive things that are listed on eBay.
You think?
And then the third is Rick Perry with 152.
Yeah.
All right. And then we have Bobby Jindal, 143.
Yeah.
George Pataki had zero. Lindsey Graham had four. So that's the losers. So of the losers, if we were going to pick a winner based on listings on eBay, we would be picking Rick Santorum right now of the losing debate group.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I know you're very excited about this. I can't wait to see it tonight myself.
Well, like I said, I got a date with sharp pieces of bamboo. So.
And then for the one that's the real debate later, okay.
Oh, I know who wins that on eBay. I bet.
Who do you think?
Well.
It's not him? Remember I had her put 2016 after each one.
Oh.
You see what I mean? To be fair.
All right, so that's different.
Right.
Because he's got all that clothing.
I know, but that's not what we did.
But he still has a lot of items.
Yeah, but let me give you the results.
This is my favorite one. This is a bumper sticker that says, "Obama, you're fired. Trump, 2016.
Yeah.
You do know that he's not running again, right? Anyway, there it is.
So,
stay classy, America.
So of the ones that are the supposed winners, the ones that got into the real debate,
yeah,
Ted Cruz is the winner on eBay with 685 listings.
Wait a minute. I've got let me change the order. Donald
Trump. 2016.
I've got 2,334 listings.
Betsy? God, why don't I just go home today? Okay.
Why don't you just go home?
Why don't I just go home today, period?
Well, who's going to do the show when the line breaks down
so
again?
So you put in Donald Trump 2016?
Yeah, Donald Trump 2016, all categories. And they're mostly, obviously, political, like bumper stickers or stuff. But there's 2,234 items.
Okay. So maybe...
Try it. Try it.
I did. So maybe Betsy misunderstood. So put in Ted Cruz and see what you get. Ted Cruz.
Wait, I want to see the sold listing. And sold listings, there's 289 that sold. So maybe, is she looking at sold listings maybe? I don't know.
I have no idea.
And then what was the other one? What was his name again?
Okay, so...
Pablo Cruz.
The other one was Ted Cruz.
Yeah, and he only has 2,177 live items.
And you put Ted Cruz 2016 in,
yes,
right?
I did.
Hmm.
And sold items, he has 60. So is she going by sold items?
No. She was to go by The name and 2016 afterwards.
Was she doing this on eBay or Etsy?
I'm just wondering the same thing.
Sorry, Betsy. I couldn't help myself.
All right. Here's what. Let me tell you, Donna.
Yeah, Donna.
Here's what I want you to do.
This is what she wants you to do, Donna.
Not in quotes. Tell her to put Donald Trump, 2016, Ted Cruz, 2016, Marco Rubio, 2016, in the eBay search engine, and please give me the results. Thank you very much. That's how I want it, because then it's fair.
Why was she using quotes?
She was
because it doesn't.
Just,
she didn't.
Just their name in quotes. No 2000. I don't know what she was using to get those.
I know what she was using. She was using that, you know, that black magic eight ball that you turn over. That's what she was using.
We'll figure it all out and come back with the real results sometime during the show.
Please. So if you've got any of this merchandise, check it out. You might be able to sell it on eBay. Remember, it's all collectible eventually. So
Jenny from Titusville, Florida, known on eBay as Complete Outfit Source.
Yes.
Sent us a contact us email saying, regarding the eBay mobile app, when will UPC be added as a required field for new items and item specifics?
It's coming.
Okay. I didn't even know it wasn't there yet.
No, it's not there.
Okay. Well, I haven't used the mobile app to listen.
Slightly embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
If you could see my face right now.
Oh, me. Well, Jenny, you got your answer there. It's coming, honey, but Griff doesn't know exactly when, and that's okay.
I don't. I'm sorry. I wish I had a better answer. I did have some actual concrete answers for our community chat yesterday, because there was a question that came up last week, and I tried to get an answer. I couldn't figure it out on the site. It's too complicated. And I tried to get an answer, and I couldn't get one. So yesterday, the question was asked again. I said, oops, you're right. I went and I really pressured. And it took me a while, but I finally got an answer. And the answer is, the question was about drafts. You know drafts?
Oh, yeah.
How many can you have at one time and how long do they last?
Yeah, because they took mine away again. It's because, you know why? Let me tell you what happens. And I know there are sellers out there who will relate to this. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
I take a picture, all right?
Yeah.
And I start making it. I thought, you know, I'll take a picture and then John will do the good pictures later, right? I'll just take one as a placeholder.
Right.
And I'll put it in my drafts. And then I get 8, 9, 10, 11. I had 16 up there at one time.
Yeah.
And then your mother dies, right? I mean, you know, something happens.
Yeah.
And you don't go back to them and then they're gone. So what is the answer to that?
So the answer is this. If you're creating your draft listings using the quick listing tool, or a mobile app, doesn't matter what platform it is, then you can create up to 250 drafts at any time. You can view only 20 at a time. And as they expire, which I'll talk about in a minute, or if you list them live to the site, if there's others waiting in the wings, then they become visible. So if you listed three of your previous drafts above 20 will list. Now, does that sound crazy to you? Because it sounds crazy to me.
Yeah.
But I can't get anyone to give me the reason why it was designed that way. So that's for that particular situation. If you're using Selling Manager or Selling Manager Pro, you can create up to 5,000 drafts. And you can view all of them at any given time. However, they're still subject to the same expiration. And the expiration, the way that all drafts expire, is if they go for 30 days, not the calendar month, but 30 days in a row without any activity, meaning you didn't list them or update them or go in and relist them as a draft, they will expire on the 15th of the next month.
Well, that's poopy.
Well, now wait. So the good news is that when this was all explained by the...
There's Devin on the phone for you.
Yeah, no. when this was all explained, because it took me a while to get this information and a kind of round robin email with a distribution list. When I was able to get all the questions answered, I was able to put this together. Someone on the list, when they saw the summary, said, "This doesn't sound right. We need to revisit this."
No, I said, kidding.
Yeah, it's not, this was not built with customers in mind. So, but the good news is that this is now totally under reconsideration. I said, if it's, I can't imagine anyone creating 5,000 drafts.
But sometimes you do when you don't have all the information you need to finish.
In my mind, as a seller, if I'm doing the work to create 100 drafts, I expect them to last longer than at a maximum 45 days. So the expiration part makes no sense to me. And the limit for sellers who are using a different set of tools doesn't make sense to me at all. None of this is making sense to me. And I'm being kind because I think they're well-intentioned, but this needs to be revisited.
Yes, so they are looking. And I'm very happy about it because
It only took me about 3 hours to get the answer, so that was pretty good.
Hey.
What?
It can sometimes take months. So here's what I've decided to do with our losers debate results.
Yeah.
I've decided to go ahead and go with E. Betsy's quotation marks. So what happens when she put Rick Perry 2016 in quotation marks and Donald Trump? So only if it has those things in it, it will come up, correct?
Wait a minute. Donald Trump, and I'm putting the whole thing in quotation marks?
Exactly.
I'm not seeing a different result set. So I'm going to search all categories on the words Donald Trump 2016.
And I've got all categories, and I get 391 results. Huh. Didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. This segment was brought to you by Reply Manager. 888-723-4630. Call us, please. Ask Griffin Lee.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998. When he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 333.
Being successful takes work, and there are no quick fixes. Marcia Collier is the best-selling author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummy series and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She offers this tip.
For everybody listening, you know, like I say, I've been doing this for 20 years, been on eBay for 20 years. If you don't keep doing what you do best and keep working at it, don't say, hey, I think I'll take the day off and go to the beach. If it's a work day, keep working. Keep doing what you do. And don't go and look, maybe I can buy a fix. The bottom line is, keep something listed on eBay. Stay in the game.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, and that's great, but now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. If you have any tips or tricks or workarounds or insights or helpful hints, why don't you share them? Don't hold on to them. Share them. The gift of giving. Sharing is caring. 888 Radio 30, also known as 888-723-4630.
It's all cliche radio today. So, I've decided to take...
You cut me to the quick, woman.
I've decided to take eBetsy's quotes and use them.
Yeah, I think that's a mistake. Because when you take the quotes off these things, you get higher numbers that are more representative. It still shows... This, it doesn't show unrelated merchandise.
Okay, so Betsy, go back to the drawing board and just put in Donald Trump 2016. Rick
or the
Santorum,
candidate name.
2016. Put in the candidate's name, 2016, and then send them back over to me and we'll do this thing for real, for real.
Yeah, because I think, this would be like, we're awarding a winner when on bad data.
Exactly, and God forbid we would do that. Frida in Anaheim, California.
Because everyone takes this so seriously.
Known on eBay as Frida's Store. Hey, Frida, what's your question or comment?
Hello, Frida.
My comment is about... Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee. I got a free coupon. Let me go back a little bit. I got an eBay message saying that my account had been... maybe hacked or whatever, and to change my password. And so I did. I went in, changed my password to eBay. So wonderfully. I just love eBay for doing this. Gave me a $25 coupon because of that mistake that they had made. They had sent it out, and it was wrong, this coupon.
Griff?
So I'm going, wow, how sweet, how nice. $25, that's a lot. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm going, this is fantastic. And so then I look and I say, okay, well, as long as I use it by August 24th, I'll be able to use my $25. So I thought, okay, what do I need? Oh, I need a new dog cone for my dog. $5. $5 dog cone. And so I ordered it. And then I thought, okay, that was a couple of days ago. And then I thought, I need some new wheels for my little sewing table. So then I thought, okay, I'll order that, and that was $10. But then I found out I couldn't order the second thing. And then it said that it had already been used up, my $25 of the coupon. And so I go, what? And so then I call, actually, eBay and said, what happened? I only got $25, or I got a $25 coupon, like I only used $5. And they said, well, it says it in there. So I went back and looked at the message. And sure enough, it says under the message, good for one-time use only and must be redeemed in a single transaction.
Right.
I remember reading that, but I've never heard of such a thing as you give a $25 coupon and then you can only use it in a single transaction. It wasn't logical to me. It's like, why don't you just give me, or don't even give me the coupon in the first place? It's just that it got to me that... And I don't mean to vent to you, but... And I know what you're probably going to say. Well, that's what you get for not reading the...
I was thinking that when you're asked to change your password like that, it could maybe not be eBay, but apparently it was eBay.
No, it is. Because I had a customer coupon code. And
do you know anything about this, Griff?
No, I don't, but you should always read the terms.
Yes, well, yeah, she knows that. God bless her.
I'm sorry.
We've all done something like that before, Frida. I don't feel bad.
Trying to think when I did it.
Being a copywriter all these years, I am the first one to check the fine print in everything. The bank, the whole thing. Yeah. It's horrible reading. But you know what? Yeah. It'll save you a lot of heartache later on.
It's just I was disappointed in eBay for misleading. I feel like it was misleading. You give me a $25 coupon, and then, I mean, so some people were smart enough to read it and got the $25, and I just trusted it was going to be $25. I just think that was kind of misleading of eBay. But
well, where did it say, where does it say the one time? Is it in the email?
Yeah, it's in my messages on eBay.
Yeah, but where in the body of that message, where it says it has this term, where it's for a one-time use only, right?
It says $25 off, great big, and then it says your next purchase, size 12 font, and then down in smaller font, it says expires 24th, and then it says good. The next bullet is good for one-time use only. And then the next bullet is must be redeemed in a single transaction. It's there. It's there. It's just I didn't go any farther down, and I probably got to for one-time use only, and that didn't make sense to me. It didn't make sense. I've never heard of, I mean, you can use it for one time for your whole $25. I can see, but I don't know.
I've actually shopped on retail sites where that's the case. The coupon is can be used for one purchase, okay, which may be a number of items in the shopping cart, but it's for one per. Yeah. So it's not a unusual term of service for a free coupon.
But I'm sorry that happened to you, Frida.
Yeah, well, you know, life—it's not very much. I think it's the smallest problem I've ever had. So,
well, you know, coincidentally,
I feel like I lost $20. You know how that is. It's like it loses $20 out of your pocket. You know,
coincidentally, it was $25, right?
Yes.
Because I'm going to be giving away a $25 gift certificate to Bubble Fast a little later in the show. So keep listening; you may win it, Rita.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. 888-723-4630. Call us in our second hour here.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listing dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's Endicia.com/eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, They've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shippingtipsandtricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.